happened, buddy?
I got arrested for murder.
I didn't get arrested for murder.
Yes, I did. You're a rat.
How am I a rat?
The guy, you're living down the street and you're a rat. They busted the guy for murder in the house. You robbed the hotel. You're from L.A. It's a different group. You think you're a tough guy. You robbed the lady's pocketbook. You robbed the guy's wallet, one. And two, you killed someone. You got the guy's in jail. He got 13 years just for me to go up and give you a punch in the mouth. You're a new one. They replaced the other guy. Same guy went in the hotel. He robbed the pocketbook. He went like this to the guy's pants when he was sleeping, and they got him. You can't be naked. You work for a radio station. You got to go back to being a cook and back to doing the right thing before they fire you and have you out of here for good. You're coming in the senior citizen property.
Okay, but yeah.
You guys are loaded. You got to calm down. You're not a tough guy. You're not going to kill nobody, you understand?
So are you saying that another guy killed the person, not me?
Another guy, the same face.
Another guy, same
I want to see you. Yeah, turn around. I want to see your back of your head. That's not you. You're another guy.
So I'm being framed for murder. Is that what you're saying?
No. You got to get help. You got to take a shower. You got to buy new shoes. Go have a cup of coffee. If not, you got to go help someone on a good time in the restaurant. You have something.
Now, you said that the guy who killed someone is a different guy but same face, and I'll get in trouble for it, right?
No, you're the same guy on the same name, the same job as the guy that done it.
What's the name?
Gandolfo. That's the name you're on.
Right.
So you're the same guy as me, as Ortiz, if I was a Red Sox. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, so you're saying you're Ortiz?
No. I'm saying the same face habituate you'll be charged at. But it ain't fun being killed every day, is it?
No.
You gotta take medication, smarten your head up, and that's it.
What kind of medication do you think I should take?
Maybe you don't need medication. You might have to take a Motrin or two to settle down, that's just.
And that's good for hyperactivity?
Yeah, we might. Yeah, your high blood pressure. You're too fat. You got to take something for blood.
I also got a little bit of a cold. What do you recommend for a cold?
Well, I'm in a bloodstream myself. You take anything, aspirin or a Motrin, that's just.
What about for a flu? What do you do for a flu? If you get the flu, what do you do?
Take anything. Take some soap. You know what diabetic is? You're a little diabetic yourself.
I'm not diabetic, actually.
Well, you eat a lot of food. You are bipolar, and you are. You're cancer.
I am a cancer, actually.
Sugar, though.
I am a cancer. I was born July 7th.
You are too hype, but you eat too much. That's the problem.
When's your birthday?
June 6th or 7th. You know what? You know what sugar diabetes is?
What?
Makes you hyper.
So your birthday is June 6th, 7th,
so you like being high, huh?
No.
You ain't money. You like being high. I'll be over the Fleet Center for the finals, maybe. I'm going to play in the Laker game. We'll go see LA.
You are?
Yeah.
So what do you think about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? What do you think of the fact that there might be a black president or a woman president in the country?
Hillary Clinton will step down. I'm the boss. She won't ever beat me. She won't ever beat the Zimmy family. She ain't going to beat the Zimmy kid.
Okay, now what do you think about Barack Obama?
Oh, he ain't going to beat. He can win. He can take it. Yeah, but he ain't going to stay or resign. Resign and they ain't gonna ever win.
So, do you think that both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are gonna resign as the presidential nominees?
They're resigning me. I got a big team.
So, are you saying you're running for president?
I got the job already. They ain't taking it. I'm the winner.
Now, what's your number one concern as president? What's your platform based on?
A lot of money fundings in the world, a lot of lying out of airports. A lot of lying on horses and dog tracks.
Okay, now what do you think about illegal immigration?
I'll probably deport you that you don't listen.
Now what do you think about the gas prices?
I didn't even know it looks good.
Now what's your platform like? What will you do as president of the United States?
Well, I gotta clean this hub up. I mean, Mr. Down is ready and due, and we just go and do it. I'm the big guy. I'm taking the world. I'm the new president. Been the president decades, been the president a little baby, and I'm taking the hub. I'm taking the nature. Stand, Mr. Bush. Punk. You got one more time to me, I'll lock your ass up. Son, stand me, president. Punk Bush. Say that again, mister.
Now, if you could say anything to the president, what would you say?
I think in the world, how big can you be? Daddy Nagle owns the world. Tells you, big Nagle, how bad you need help. Need good help. That's all I can say. No.
Well, now, what were you saying? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
My name's JoJo Lagarde, and I run the world.
How much? much money would your stimulus plan put in the pockets of the average South Carolinian?
13 mil billion H.
My question is, what is your vision on ending major military operations, and how do you plan on rebuilding the military after such many years of conflict?
A lot of lying out of airport, a lot of lying on horses and dog tracks.
Senator Clinton,
Hillary Clinton will step down. I'm the boss. She won't ever beat me. She won't ever beat the Zimmy family. She ain't going to beat the Zimmy kid.
Do you understand that some people in this state find that patronizing?
I'll probably deport you that you don't listen. Chili.
The chili press.
Chili.
Good job,
Zimmy kid.
The Zimmy kid is back. Another AKA.
My name's JoJo Lagarde. I run the world.
JoJo Lagarde.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And also AKA.
Mr. Down is ready and doing. We just go and do it.